Hey, welcome to Live Your Best Life with Crystal Nicole. I am back with another stunning, stunning woman. You know, I was just telling you how it literally looks like rags to riches over here. I'm in the rags and clearly you're the richest over here.
You are seriously stunning. Gorgeous.
We've got none other than Miss United States of America, Miss Shippensburg.
Hi, everybody.
How are you? Ashlyn Riccioni. Did I say it right?
You did. You nailed it. Girl, you nailed
it. Oh, yes.
We love it. No, I'm doing awesome. Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've, you know, been keeping busy. You know, a lot has happened since the last time we talked. Last we talked,
yeah,
many years ago, you were at that. What, you had a different title? Is Miss International Shippensburg, I believe.
So I was Miss Pennsylvania International 2019 to 2020.
Wow, yeah. And I mean, the crown's gotten bigger. It even seems like
this is the local title crown too. Like if I win United States of America Miss Pennsylvania, she is a huge sparkly hat.
Oh my God. So all things. All right. So let's go back a couple of years ago, because you were, when we spoke, you were actually coming to the tail end of your year. You were handing the crown down. And at that point you were going to go into nursing and you're like, I got to take some time off. What happened? Tell us about that break.
So I was finishing up nursing school and, you know, COVID was kind of, we had talked that summer, I believe, of 2020, right? Or maybe like the tail end of 2019.
It was the tail end of 2019 because it was, I was wearing a sweater. Don't ask me why I remember these things, but I did.
I was wearing a flannel.
Exactly. So, but flannels, I wear that in the summer. Does it count?
Exactly. It's a vibe. I like it. But yeah, so I guess it was right before COVID had hit. I was finishing up nursing. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to take a break from pageants and just really focus on establishing my career and dive headfirst into being a registered nurse. And then COVID had hit and I was a nursing assistant at the time. And my unit had transitioned into a COVID ICU. So as a nursing assistant, I was caring for COVID ICU patients. Sorry, you might hear Sage barking in the background. We can click that.
No, I love it.
So as a nursing assistant, I was working on the COVID ICU and I actually decided to take some time off of school just because I felt that my heart was needed there full time. Obviously that changed the world. Spent a year and a half in a COVID ICU and then finished back up in school, graduated, and now I'm a cardiac cath lab nurse. And there's just a part of me that I felt didn't have completion yet. And I kind of reevaluated, like, what are some of my favorite things? Like, who is Ashlyn? What is she passionate about? And what could really, you know, kind of fill that fire in her soul even more? And I realized I really missed pageantry. It's so much more than, you know, the crown and the sash. I had so much missed being involved in the community, even though I was with people every single day and, you know, giving back in my nursing ways. I had missed really directly working with organizations that dealt with military and veteran services.
That's amazing. So now tell us, so you were in school, you had already gotten a full-time job and you were going to school. Like how, I mean, obviously you knew that pageant, there was no room for it during that time. And everything. I mean, was there even much of pageant happening around that period?
No. So a lot of pageants had moved to a virtual platform just as, you know, 90% of our lives had. So there were pageants that were being held virtually, which had really shown the ability for the pageant world to adapt and overcome, which is also, you know, a military lifestyle, adapt and overcome everything. So pageants were kind of put on hold unless they were able to move things to technology and the world just kept moving.
Right. So how did you balance going to school? Like in the beginning, when you had just gotten your job, how was that balance? I mean, that it's a lot.
I live out of a planner.
Right.
All transparency. I love being organized and keeping life kind of on a schedule. I'm a very routine person. And I think that what you make time for is obviously priority in your life. So if I put something in my planner, it's in pen. It's important to me. I make it happen. And that's, you know, I might have a schedule that's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but I fill it with so many things that I love and are rewarding at the end of the day. So it's a good, healthy work-life balance. I spend all day caring for patients on their worst days. And then when I'm not in scrubs, I'm in a crown and a sash, and I get to give back to the community and work with nonprofits such as the Sheepdog program.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Sheepdog program is actually a veteran rehabilitation. It's a nonprofit, and it's based out of Florida, which I know hits very close to home for you.
Yeah, you already know.
Yep. So it was actually started by a gentleman named Adrian Marquez, who he served many, many years in the military. He did many deployments, and he came home. He had a couple different injuries, had a couple different procedures that needed to be done. And when he was going through rehabilitation for mental health, he just didn't feel that he could relate to the therapists. They were more so cookie cutter in his eyes. He just didn't feel like they truly understood what he had experienced and what he had gone through. So he became a licensed psychotherapist, which kind of opened his eyes to some of the flaws in the mental health care system, which, you know, we are all human. There are flaws in many of our systems, but it's about finding those flaws and trying to turn them into bettering the systems. And what can we do to make this work more for the people that need it? So he established the Sheepdog program and is helping veterans every day now overcome alcoholism, PTSD, suicidal ideation, and so much more.
So now, does he pair up? How does the whole thing work? Does he pair up like a vet with a certain animal, or is this just like a location where they're all there and they kind of stay?
So actually touching base on that, they are actually in the works of buying a house and establishing a permanent facility for these veterans to stay and receive the therapies that they may need. But they do also do inpatient and outpatient care in a broad spectrum of ways. They do actual sit-down therapy. They have medicinal treatments. You can seek help in many different ways with them.
That's amazing. Like, I love that because they always say like the best therapy are animals, especially dogs. They have Absolutely. Such an unconditional love for an individual. It's just like, as long as you love them and you pay attention to them, they are forever loyal and you're forever loyal to each other. So I just love this so much. And, you know, I had teamed up with very similar. It was actually in our hometown over in Pennsylvania. It was a Save a Vet, Save a Pet in
Yes, Shepherd. I've worked with them as well. I love them.
Just absolutely love them. So this is definitely something huge. And what made you decide to team up? How did that whole partnership come to be?
So it's actually such a small world. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a military and veteran family, and my dad and my stepmom are both on the front line, firefighters, EMTs, and my stepmom is now a nurse practitioner. But we have friends who were also in the military, family friends that are just great people. And she was working on writing a grant for the Sheepdog program. And she was like, Ashlyn, I think that you would love this organization. I think, you know, as a title holder or just as Ashlyn, you could do so much work with them. And so I just sat down and had a Zoom meeting with Adrian and kind of told him who I am and what I would love to do and what my goals are in pageantry, as well as personally to help our military veterans in frontline. And we had the same alignment with what we want and what our goals are. And he was like, I've never had an ambassador. I've never really, you know, thought about that per se. He was like, but I would love if you would represent the Sheepdog program. And so I'm their first and their only ambassador.
It's awesome to have your heart in the one thing that life literally just said, here we go. You know, we're going to put these two individuals. You've never met each other. We're going to somehow connect you and both your hearts are going to literally speak to each other.
Absolutely. I just growing up surrounded by someone who sacrifices their life every single day, it gives you an entirely different perspective on our freedoms and just daily lives. We are so fortunate and so lucky. And then given this opportunity to just kind of grow and appreciate that more and then give back, because I am not in the military. I'm actually one of like the first generations in my family on my dad's side to not serve in the military. So this is kind of my way to give back for service members, although I'm not in the uniform.
Right. I mean, you're giving back though. When you put the crown down and you put on those scrubs, you're giving back. So
I like to think I do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've always said that it takes a certain kind of person to be a nurse to have a heart. You know, like your heart.
Thank you. My mom
is a nurse. So it's one of those. I still think she's crazy. I don't know how that happened, but still, it definitely takes a dedication and a certain kind of person to be a nurse. Not everyone can do that job. And it's not just about the science.
I love it. I love it so much, especially what I do now as a cardiac cath lab nurse. I have never felt such achievement at the end of the day, because we take care of extremely emergent cases, heart attacks, pulmonary embolisms, and it's life or death. You are saving someone's life. We take care of critical care patients as well that have come down from cardiovascular ICUs. On ECMO, intubated, you know, 8 different drips that are, you know, sustaining their life. And we care for them day in and day out with emergent or high acuity procedures. We do a lot of high risk interventions, and it is so gratifying at the end of the day to see a positive outcome.
That's awesome. Now tell us, when you were finishing school, you had gone to work full-time during COVID, you went back to school, finally graduated. At what point that you were wearing those scrubs, you're like, you know what? I want to go back to the pageant world. Like,
I need the heels.
Right. Yeah. Like, I need some heels. Like, these scrubs aren't working for me right now.
Yeah. Once I had kind of found my grounding as a nurse, again, I was just kind of like, I feel like I'm missing something. My heart is so, so full with moving to Harrisburg, having my own apartment, getting my 4-legged child. And I just, there's something else. So I sat down and I really contemplated, like, should I dive headfirst back into one of my passions? And I just said, yes, let's do it. Because if this is on your mind constantly, if this is something that you can't stop thinking about, you need to pursue it.
Oh, absolutely. Now tell us, we know that the pageant world, you know, it's always had like that stigma. And I remember when I first met you, I was like, wow, it's pageant world's really changing. I mean, you see it on TV, you know, but you're seeing like a larger dynamic, I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think pageantry is moving right along with society. Pageantry traditionally had stereotypes and standards, mm-hmm. I would say, and they're kind of thrown to the wayside anymore. And I love it. We're seeing different shapes and sizes and colors and backgrounds. And it's so heartwarming to see such a welcoming environment in pageantry, because I think that there used to be kind of a negative surrounding pageant girls at times. I think that we potentially could have been portrayed as mean girls. And I have yet to meet a mean soul in pageantry. And I mean that so wholeheartedly. I have made some of my best friends and lifelong sisters. Whenever I was Miss Pennsylvania International, my misses and my teen, I still have a group text with them and talk to them every day. My local title holder sisters in the United States of America, Pennsylvania system, we have a group text and talk every single day. I share their posts, they share mine. We go to each other's events. Pageantry is truly what brings just beautiful souls together.
Yeah. And secretly, we were actually just talking about this. Ashlyn actually really has a hippie soul. Like, her heart's true down hippie. So, yes. I mean, her dog's name is Sage. Come on.
Oh, my little golden retriever puppy. Oh, she's 8 months old. God. She is... I could go on for hours about her. So,
I mean, listen, I can talk about dogs for hours. Do not kid me. So you're going back in, you decided, hey, this is it. What are the emotions and all of it? I want to know that whole leading up to you winning.
it's so exciting and very nerve-wracking at the same time. I think that if you're not nervous about something, you're probably like, there's something
you
missing.
Be doing you know? It. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, I think having the butterflies and a little bit of that anxiousness mm-hmm. is very, very okay. Because it means you feel something for this. You're passionate about it. You're, you know, really determined. So it's a big variety of emotions. I'm so excited and just very ready to get back on stage, you know, practicing walking, performing in my evening gown in my kitchen, sending videos to my mom being like, how do you think this looks? There's a lot of preparation that goes into the actual stage standards okay. of things, but also just the excitement of getting back into the community and talking with state representatives on what your goals are and getting involved with them, and so much excitement about what potential change you can make for your communities and the state and potentially on a national level. There's a lot of excitement there.
So now you're back on stage, right? What were, obviously you go into this wanting to win. But you've been out of it for, at this point, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, almost 3.
So do you think that these girls maybe have an advantage because they hadn't stepped out of the pageant world for a little while? Like, that's got to be a thought, right?
Yeah, I would be lying if I didn't say that I'm nervous, because I have incredibly beautiful, I mean, passionate. I feel like I say that word every couple minutes, but it's true. It's just like, this passion for advocacy and giving back and like making a difference. These women are smart and accomplished. And I mean, just stunning on the inside and out. I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't say I was like maybe a little intimidated, right. But I have to remember that those girls are feeling the exact same way. And we're not here as competition to each other. We're here as competition to ourselves, to be our best selves and put our best foot forward. And at the end of the day, we're making friends, we're cheering each other on. And if 5 judges on one particular day just didn't choose us to be the state representation, that's okay. Because if it were 5 different judges on a different day, it could have been me, or it could have been the sister to my left or the sister to my right.
I love that, because I think that today we see it all the time. You know, we've experienced it ourselves where we are mean to each other, like women on the outside world. And it's just right. like, what for? Why do we yeah. do what we do to each other? It's all about competition. It's about trying to one up, and it's like, stop trying to compete with each other and right. realize that we're all in a different game, different leagues.
Absolutely. And to see someone else who is accomplishing their goals and is creating so much success in their life, to look at them and be spiteful or hateful for that, what kind of gratification are you getting at the end of the day? Because you should be so proud of them, because they are probably going to be so proud of you for when you're accomplishing your goals and when you are just like being the best, highest version of yourself, putting that out into the world. You want to share love, you want to share kindness, you want to spread positivity and joy, because what you give, you're going to receive. And there might be a rotten tomato in every garden, but everyone's girl. Human. Everyone is human. We have bad days, but it's about reining that back in and just remembering, like, we're all here for each other. We're supposed to love each other and be kind to each other and uplift.
Oh, absolutely. So now you're down to the final 2, right? How does that happen? I mean, is it like on TV?
Yeah, actually it is. It is very like, your heart is beating out of your chest. Oh, you're usually holding hands and right. shaking, and you're just like, whose name are they going to call? But the best moment is when, you know, they do call your name, or even if they call you as first runner up, and you just share that moment of like, oh my goodness, it's here. Like, one of us has worked so hard to be here, and you just like love on whoever won, or if you won, you like, you just give so much love to each other. You're like hugging, you're crying, you're screaming, and then the crown's on your head and you're like, what is happening?
So what happens next? You know, you've had the crown 2022. It's September. Yeah. What happens next?
So I'm just still working on my community give back projects. I've actually reached out to a couple of different state representatives to hopefully bring the sheepdog program to Pennsylvania.
Please let me know. I would so love to be part of that.
I am open to anyone who wants to support and participate in bringing Sheepdog program here. I think that expanding the opportunity to have an empowering, encouraging rehabilitation program that I've seen success stories from. One of my now great friends, his name is Scott Reed. He has shared his entire Sheepdog program journey on Facebook. And I'm so proud of him. We just met a few weeks ago, actually, through the Sheepdog program. And whenever we got to having a conversation, I explained to him I'm the ambassador of the program. I've just seen in those past couple of weeks, a new person come to light. It is absolutely like so encouraging when you truly see the impact that this program makes on our veterans and how they can become so like just light. Light is the only word I can say, because their lives have changed and they feel like the best, better versions of themselves, and they see the positive outcomes of these therapies. So goal is to get Sheepdog to Pennsylvania.
That's amazing. So what have you guys like tried doing, like any steps or, you know, started the process?
I've written a lot of letters. I've reached out a lot. I believe that we're going to work on more grants to get more funding. Mm-hmm. They are a totally nonprofit, so they run off of donations. They are solely funded by what the community gives them. And that's how they serve our veterans. So if anyone is interested in donating to the Sheepdog program, you can just check out their website. I can give it to Crystal to share with all of you guys.
No, go ahead. Please feel free. I can go ahead and add it to the end of the video, but go ahead.
Yeah. So it is, I'm going to Google it. It's just thesheepdogprogram.com, and they have a donate button. You can actually read about all of the different therapies they provide, all the different services, the housing, everything right there on their website.
That's awesome. We'll definitely link it toward the end of the video as well.
Thank you.
I still have so much that I want to ask, but I also don't want to like take up a whole lot of time. So tell us, is there anything you want to get out there that you want to share? Even if it is just a message to the girls out there.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. There's so much I could say. I want to say like, thank you so much for this time and opportunity to speak with you. I'm so grateful to just be able to have someone who wants to hear me and wants to listen. I mean, the sparkly hat can get a lot of attention sometimes, but those who want to share your story and your platform and the differences that you hope to make, they mean so much to me. So thank you so, so much for being here and supporting me all the way from 2019 until now. I'm just so grateful for that. And to my sister queens, I just want to say like, good luck. And I hope that at the end of the day, you're so proud of yourself, because all of the incredible hard work every single one of you have done it does not go unnoticed. The impact that every single one of my sister queens has made is indescribable. And I'm so grateful to be a part of not only the United States of America Miss Organization, but the Pennsylvania Sisterhood with our local queens.
Are you going for the next one? Do you think that that's going to, are you going to go at it one more time, next level?
So September 25th, I will take the stage for United States of America Miss Pennsylvania. And if I am selected as the honored title holder, I will go to the national level United States of America's Miss.
Oh my God. That is just such a, you know, from where it all started, it's like started from the bottom. Now you're here. But
yes, I was fair queen in 2015, my first pageant ever. I actually applied for the Miss Shippensburg Fair Queen pageant 2 weeks before the deadline. My dad's local firehouse that he was a volunteer at for his whole life had reached out, and they were like, hey, we just need some representation. If you'd like to do the Fair Queen pageant, we'd love to have you. And then I ended up winning.
So wait, and I was like, hey, do you want to be in it? We've got 2 weeks. You're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I got a dress for like $50 secondhand. And I walked out on stage and I was like, hey girl, it's me, it's Ashlyn. And I was just like having a ball, just being myself, and I won. And then that's kind of just the value of pageantry I've taken through all these years, is I just want to be me. I just want to be authentic, my bubbly self. And I hope that that is portrayed properly. You know, I love who I've become as a woman and how hard I've worked to become her. And I just want to share that with other people.
You have definitely, you can tell the pain and the growth that came from that pain that you've been through. I have watched your journey from the time that we met. I remember I had reached out to you. Like I'm kind of a stalker now that I think about it.
I actually check your Facebook like every day.
Okay. Well, we're each other's over here. I'm not the only stalker. But yeah, I just, you know, just seeing the things that you went through, and I'm sure that COVID and having to work, you know, in the hospital during that time really, really did something to your soul. There's no way it does.
Right. Absolutely. And I use the words PTSD and, you know, post-traumatic stress very lightly, because I feel that those words have a huge, huge significance in their meaning. But our healthcare workers, especially those who experienced directly COVID and the ICUs and the emergencies that dealt with COVID and just the death around COVID, there is a lot of mental health awareness that needs to be brought to that. And that's my platform, is Back the Front Line. And that includes our healthcare workers alongside our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, veterans. Because I think that we all are the front line at the end of the day. We all provide a service that we take home. It's not very easy to take a step back and leave the roles that we're in, because we are serving people on their absolute worst day. So there's definitely some mental health awareness that needs to be brought to healthcare workers. Just because of the impact that COVID had, we saw so much sadness, we saw so much death, and it wasn't just a small little population, it was the whole world.
Right. And then you have to be able to go home and still provide for your family. And then there were times that you couldn't go home. You were there. There was no way you were going home. You weren't seeing your family for days, weeks on end. That truly does affect someone mentally. And it's weird that I decided to start my journey into psychology right in 2020. Yeah, it was actually 2020. I had decided 2021, I finally started school.
And timing is just because so of that. Sometimes.
It really is. And the thing is, like, psychology is good in every platform. It does not matter where you work, because we're all dealing with people. And it's a big thing, because everyone kind of processes things differently. Just like the COVID-19 thing. Some people who were the front line processed it like you did, like, hey, you know what? Here I am. I'm going to learn from this. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to make myself better. And then you got other people who weren't the front line and just still can't handle it.
Right. Yeah, it definitely impacts everyone a bit differently. The coping and the overcoming is a huge portion of mental health and kind of, I guess you could say, that recovery portion of experiencing traumatic situations. But yeah, definitely. And that's why we just need to be kind to everyone. You never know what they're going through. COVID-19 aside, like, everyone's life is so different. And you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And that's why you should just love each other and spread positivity. There's no reason to be belittling or bullying or harassing when someone could be on that brink of life or death. And that's terrifying to know that people are walking around not feeling like they can receive help, not feeling like it's okay to ask for help. And they're just trying to be a wallflower at that point to get through every day, when we should be really, really bringing those people into our side and saying, what can I do for you?
Yeah. A lot of people don't know how to ask for help. They've always been told you gotta, I've always gone back to this thing where there's that generation that says, you gotta man up. What the heck does that mean, actually? What does that mean? Right. I got a man up. Give me my 5 minutes. Let me cry. I promise you I'm going to feel better after, and I'm going to figure this out. But do not tell me to man up right now.
Emotions are so normal. And one of the best ways to process what you've gone through is to feel the emotions. And that's such a hard task for some people, because they have been raised in a household that was not welcoming to emotions. They don't understand the coping mechanisms and tend to just shut down. And that's why this education and advocating for mental health awareness for our frontline goes not just to the front line, but it does impact far beyond.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, we're talking about like the coping, which is where starts other problems, alcoholism, drugs, right. abuse. I mean, we could go on for hours with all of that.
We could.
But it is definitely important. And I love the fact that you are doing your part to be able to try to give back to help this world, that we need more people like you.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, girl. You know, we are cheering you on. I'm definitely cheering you on. I don't know what's next, but there's no way. I see a bigger crown on your head, so it's going to happen.
You know, my goal is to be a double stash Ash. I've kind of already thought about it.
Oh, my. Okay, I got it. I finally got it.
And, you know, if the plans work out and that is what's meant for me in this life, I am not going to take it lightly, and I'm going to do everything I can to celebrate that opportunity and to really just share what I can with the world. But you know, I'm hopeful. I'm very, very hopeful.
So wait, what's the date again?
September 25th.
Almost.
I know.
24 days away.
I asked off for work for that weekend.
I need the whole month off. Okay. This is serious.
It finally hit me. And my work family is so incredibly supportive. Oh, my God. They were huge contributors to my first responder appreciation bag. They're great. And so it's really hitting me because I put the PTO slip request in and I was like, the pageant.
Oh my God. Well, all right, here, we're going to make a deal regardless whether you win or lose. Okay. A year from now, because a year from now you could be going up for the next crown. Okay.
Right.
A year from now, we're coming back, you and me.
And sounds great.
We either got a bigger crown on our head or we got an even bigger heart. One of the, I mean,
oh, I love that.
You know what I mean?
I love that so much.
All right. Well, we wish you luck. Of course, I'm going to follow your journey. And thanks again for hanging out with us, and let us know what we can do to help you get more stuff out there in the community.
If anyone has Instagram or Facebook, you can find me at USOA Miss Shippensburg. That's my local title holder page. And I post everything on there, from community service projects to just life updates. I'm going to be starting my countdown to the crown here soon, leading up to the state pageant. So yeah, just find me on Instagram and Facebook at USOA Miss Shippensburg.
All right, love. Well, have a great one and best of luck.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.